USA News, I'm Lance Pry. A violent weekend has left at least five people dead and dozens injured in shootings across the country. More than 20 people were shot, one fatally in a shooting at a gathering near Chicago, Illinois. Other shootings claim victims in Washington State, St. Louis, Southern California, Baltimore, and Pennsylvania, where a state trooper was killed during an attack on a state police barracks. President Biden is in Northern California this week. A White House official says Biden will highlight climate commitments made by his administration as part of a three-day trip to the Bay Area. The president is set to visit Palo Alto today when he's likely to announce new federal funding for climate projects. He's expected to remain in the Bay Area until Wednesday. The FBI and multiple state agencies are investigating after dozens of letters containing a suspicious white powder were sent to Kansas state officials late last week. More than 90 such letters have been reported across the state in recent days. ABC News is reporting that the substances tested so far are not considered dangerous. Authorities say they are working to safely collect the letters and investigate the incidents. No injuries have been reported. Indian-born CEOs are closing their firms and fleeing the USA and jetting back to India to escape charges of fraud in the annual lotteries for visas to import H-1B foreign contract workers. That comes from Raul Reddy, an immigration lawyer in Texas. Reddy continued saying that the fleeing CEOs are getting prosecuted and that they are getting investigated, and that's the reason why some of them are packing their bags and closing their companies. The NBA draft is this week in New York. It's taking place Thursday at the Barclays Center in Brooklyn. The San Antonio Spurs hold the number one pick and are widely expected to take French standout player Victor Wembanyama. Thanks for listening. We are USA News.
Hear that a lot at chickendinnercasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryan Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion. Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing chickendinnercasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Chickendinnercasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner. Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to chickendinnercasino.com/USA. That's chickendinnercasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken was expected to meet with China's President Xi Jinping today to cap off a two-day visit to Beijing to work on strained ties between the two superpowers. Blinken said in a statement he held candid, substantive, and constructive talks with the Chinese foreign minister on Sunday, in which they agreed to continue the discussions, though no mentions were given on whether progress was made in key areas of disagreement, including Taiwan, human rights, or trade. Music producer Quincy Jones is expected to be okay after being rushed to the hospital Saturday for a medical emergency. TMZ is reporting that the 90-year-old had a bad reaction to food when he was eating and called for an ambulance. The producer was released from the hospital and is reportedly in great spirits. Jones has won 28 Grammys over his career. One popular lottery here in the USA is getting a lot bigger.
Tonight's Powerball drawing is worth $380 million. No one picked the six winning numbers on Saturday night, sending the multi-state jackpot to the next level. The Mega Millions, by the way, has grown to $300 million for Tuesday's drawing. Not to be a damper, but the odds of winning the Powerball grand prize, one in more than $292 million. I'm Jerry Barmash.
As Juneteenth events will have many public offices closed today across the country, today is also National Martini Day. Lance Pry, USA News.
Heart failure, carpal tunnel syndrome, shortness of breath, stomach issues, lower back pain. How does it all add up? If you have heart failure and any of those seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, it's time to talk with your cardiologist and get the full picture. They may add up to transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy. ATTRCM is a rare and underdiagnosed disease. Recognize the signs and discuss them with your doctor soon. Learn more at connectwithyourheart.com. That's connectwithyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.